Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. In the meantime, we're going to be giving away right now $20 to Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. I absolutely love this place. Great barbecue options. They smoke their meats for a long time. They have smoked meatloaf, smoked corned beef. Who does that? But they also have, of course, smoked ribs and smoked chicken wings and brisket and chicken and pork and so on and so forth. They have great non-barbecue options. Here's one. It's called the Heart Attack. Two jalapeno cheddar country biscuits filled with smoked bacon and hickory smoked pulled pork, topped with shredded cheese over an egg, over easy egg, I should say, sausage gravy. How's that sound? I've had it, and it's tremendous. That's what they have at Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Those type of things on the menu. Outstanding sides and great desserts. So you want to go there on us? Two great locations, North Denver. They also have a location in Centennial, off of Arapahoe Road. That's where I go. $20 in your pocket right now to go out there. 303-831-1340. 303-831-1340. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lions, and Estes Park.
Well, as tradition, after a team wins a championship like the Milwaukee Bucks did last night, odds are out for the upcoming season. The Brooklyn Nets lead the way at plus 200. Then you have the Lakers, the Bucks, Phoenix Suns, Clippers, Golden State Warriors. You're thinking, where are the Nuggets? Let's go with the Jazz, the Philadelphia 76ers. And then you have the Nuggets at plus 2,400. That is according to FanDuel. Right now, FanDuel, along with a lot of other betting sites, have the Nuggets as the sixth best team in the West right now. So with that, how concerning is that if you are a Nuggets fan and you agree with that list?
I don't disagree with it, especially pending what the Warriors might do.
Right.
If the Warriors indeed on Dame Lillard.
But wait a minute. They're going to get back Klay Thompson.
Right.
They're getting back Klay Thompson. Even if they don't get Dame, they're getting back Klay Thompson.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with this.
Yep.
Especially when they're not going to have Jamal Murray until February.
Or March. Yeah. And he's not going to be 100%.
He won't be 100% again until the 2022-2023 season.
That's right.
Now, it's possible that in the interim, if it's status quo, that Nikola Jokic keeps playing well, Michael Porter Jr. continues to develop.
I'm not as big on Porter as everybody else.
I know you're not.
I like him. He's got a great outside shot. I just don't see him being a consistent player.
He has things that you can't teach. I mean, how many 6'11 guys can shoot like that?
Yeah, well, I don't need a 6'11 guy who can shoot like that. I need a guy who is really, really good, maybe not of his quality, but is consistent. Now, he's young, and I understand that.
Young, inconsistent players often become veteran, very consistent players. I mean, he barely played in college. He missed a full season when he got to the NBA. He's really, really kind of really more than that. Yeah, you're playing the long game with MPJ, but there was palpable progress in him when more was asked of him down the stretch of the regular season, And that's what leads me to believe that there's more there, that he found another gear. The question is, can he find that other gear that's going to get him to greatness? Because if he can, then it's possible you could be looking at a scenario where you plug Jamal Murray back in and he doesn't have to be 100% of what he was before, he can be 80%, and this team could be poised. But these are all ifs Whereas when you look at the Lakers, it's not an if. I mean, the only if is health, right?
By the way,
Anthony Davis and LeBron James are healthy. They're the favorites in the West.
By the way, you know who might wind up in L.A. joining the Lakers?
Chris Paul.
You got it. You got it.
I don't know if I feel very good about that.
Well, you shouldn't.
No, not just from the Nuggets perspective. I think that really is glory hunting.
No, I don't blame Chris Paul at this stage of his career.
I mean, he's been through a lot.
He's been on some really bad teams.
He has.
I don't blame Chris Paul for going at
all. He's carried bad teams.
Yes. I don't blame him one bit for going to the Lakers. Not one bit.
Has there ever been a team that Chris Paul didn't make better by walking in the door? I mean, right. Look what he did in Phoenix.
Right. Right. Can you blame Karl Malone for going to the Lakers late in his career? They didn't win a title.
Gary Payton did the same thing, right?
That's right. Same team.
Yeah.
They both joined because they couldn't beat Michael Jordan.
And then they still couldn't get the ring because of Chauncey Billups and the Detroit Pistons.
So now we look at the Nuggets, and Will Barton has opted out of his contract. Right. I'm not a huge Will Barton guy. But then again, if he leaves, your starting backcourt or your backcourt is Monte Morris, Campazzo, and P.J. Dozier. What the hell are you going to do with that? If that is their backcourt, don't tell me about a draft pick, please. Please, don't tell me about a draft pick. If that is essentially your backcourt going into the start of the season, the Nuggets would be lucky to be plus 2,400.
Can you make a promise that you're not going to get on me for what I'm about to say?
No, I can't make that promise. What are you going to say?
Well, it's going to be another example of saying that I'm coming around to your viewpoint on something very important.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll agree with you. Let's see. Try me.
They need to get Bradley Beal.
I know.
To change this.
I know. They want to be competitive
about
this
it
year.
Last night, it's like you're as the Bucks are celebrating, and yes, a complimentary player, but I don't think they win the title without Jrue Holiday on that team.
Right. Yeah, Bradley Beal's not Jrue Holiday.
No, he's
Bradley
a lot
Beal's
better.
A different make.
He's
different.
He is a lot better than Jrue Holiday. But the point being,
defensively, he's not.
Yeah, the point being that the Bucks said, we're not enough. We're not going to be able to keep our superstar unless we do more. And they went out and were bold and they did it.
Well, but here's the thing:
they made the move.
They got Jrue Holiday to convince Antetokounmpo to stay.
Right,
but he's also a terrific option, specifically defensively.
And again, they don't win the title without him.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love me some Jamal Murray. I wish he was more consistent. I'm sorry that he's injured. Michael Porter Jr.'s got a ton of talent. I'm not a huge believer in him like everybody else who's drinking the Kool-Aid. If they can find
you're
a way to...
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I didn't say you are. I said people who follow the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. People who follow the Nuggets. People who cover the Nuggets. Are you kidding me?
He has a special skill set.
He does.
He needs to become more consistent, but
he's young.
He has a special skill set, and not only is he young, but he's young with like 3 games of college experience on his resume.
And you ready to give him a max deal after this upcoming season? He better be great.
Well, this is his moment.
Let somebody else give Michael Porter Jr. a max deal. Give me Bradley Beal right now. And if
You need more. More than you have.
If Tim Connelly would be willing to dangle Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. for Bradley Beal, I will gladly drive Murray or MPJ to the airport myself.
And long term, I'm not sure it matters which one. I think if you brought Bradley Beal into that room, whether you retained Murray or MPJ, I think you'd have a championship equation. The thing is, you know, we talked about earlier in the show when we opened talking about Giannis and what he needed around him. You could have Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, who clearly aren't on the same level as him, and it was a championship equation. With all respect to Nikola Jokic, Giannis is on another level.
He is.
Giannis is approaching being one of the... He's on a trajectory that's going to make him one of the 10 greatest players in the history of the sport.
That's right.
He really is. Nikola Jokic, legitimate MVP, but he's not in that category.
I'll say this about Jokic.
You need another alpha, and that's why it would be Jokic and Bradley Beal would be something with either MPJ or Jamal Murray that you could say that combination does it. But Jokic needs more around him than Giannis does, because Jokic, as great as he is, he isn't in the all-time stratosphere the way Giannis is going.
Jokic is going into this upcoming season with an inconsistent MPJ. That is the second best option. And then there's a huge drop off to who the third option is. If Will Barton doesn't come back, and I'm not a fan of his at all.
Yeah. Aaron Gordon's a nice player.
Aaron Gordon's a nice, but he's not a scorer.
No.
He's not a scorer, and he'd probably be the first one to tell you that. When he was in Orlando, I talked to somebody who covered the team when the trade happened. A lot of Orlando fans were very disappointed in Aaron Gordon because they wanted him to score.
That's not who he is.
Exactly.
But it should be.
That's not his game.
Can he start for a championship team? Absolutely, he can start. There's not a championship team, hardly in the history of the NBA, that didn't have a guy that was a glue guy like Aaron Gordon in their starting lineup. But he's not your top. He's not a top three guy for you.
Coming up after the break, we have talked a lot about name, image, and likeness in college football. Nick Saban said yesterday, man, my starting quarterback, who's barely even played, could make over $1 million. But let's take the NIL in a different direction. How will this affect the NFL draft? And we both think it's going to affect it tremendously. That's next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, but wholesale lumber to the public for your next project, go to RMFP.com. In the meantime, if you are looking for a smooth and refreshing cocktail, why not go with an award-winning spirit? And I'm talking about a lot of the stuff you can get from Denver Distillery. They're off of Broadway in Denver. Denver Distillery just recognized as having a top five whiskey to watch out for nationwide this year. But that's not the only recognition they have been getting. They have won awards for some of their spirits, like sweet potato vodka, something that I've had. I like my vodka, honestly, with a tonic or 7-Up, but that sweet potato vodka, I don't want to ruin that sweet potato taste, so I just like to sip and you get that sweet potato on your lips. It's really good. Colorado gin's really good. So is the straight four-grain bourbon. And I've had the bourbon barrel aged spice rum as well. That is great with a Coke or a Diet Coke. And if you want to try something new, how about the apple pie moonshine? Shop local, support local, support a local company that hasn't been around very long, that is really making a name for itself nationwide with all kinds of awards. Talking about Denver Distillery, go to your local liquor store and ask for it. And if they don't have it, say, you know what? Why don't you get some Denver Distillery? Get some award-winning stuff. You can also find them in some of the best local restaurants in town. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have nearly 155 star reviews? No one has better service and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to MightyPH.com.
Okay, Mace. We've talked a lot about name, image, and likeness in college football and how it's going to affect possibly recruiting. You know, Nick Saban talked about his new starting quarterback who could be making over $1 million.
And he mentioned that to a bunch of high school coaches in Texas.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
Maybe. Strategy there.
Yeah, trying to do a little recruiting,
yes.
Right? Okay. But how could this possibly affect the NFL draft? Let's use an example. Guy that you love, you're a big North Carolina fan, quarterback Sam Howell. Many believe he could be the top player taken in the draft. The Houston Texans are going to be terrible, and eventually they will likely trade Deshaun Watson, and they will be looking for a quarterback. But let's say, for the sake of argument, Sam Howell doesn't want to go to Houston, and he's making over $1 million in endorsements. He could He could do better than an Eli Manning saying, I'm not going to San Diego. He can do better than a John Elway saying, well, gee, I don't want to play for the Colts. Now, granted, both those guys, their eligibility was up. Mm-hmm. But for Sam Howell, his eligibility isn't up, and he's getting paid.
And imagine if, to take it to the next level, imagine if he or Spencer Rattler of Oklahoma, they actually both those quarterbacks, by the way, are with the same representation, same agency to broker deals. Imagine if one of them wins the Heisman Trophy, how much they could earn in name, image, and likeness in 2022.
Sure.
And a team at the top of the draft is not a place they want to go, but they could earn. But Matt, if you're a returning Heisman Trophy winner, you're probably talking about your NIL number for the following year being multiple millions of dollars.
Right.
It may not be as much as you would get from that signing bonus from an NFL team taking you first or second overall.
But at least you get to go where you want to go.
You get to go where you want to go.
And the other at least a better chance.
And the other thing is, if in case you get hurt, if you're making that much in NIL...
Insurance policy. Lloyds of London will be more than happy to take your money.
You'll easily be able to pay, about $20,000 or so?
Right.
To sign a Lloyds of London policy.
And you can afford it.
Right.
That'll
give you $30 million no matter what happens.
Right.
I think we're going to see a lot of this, especially at the quarterback position going forward. And really, like, you're the Broncos. Let's say Aaron Rodgers is not possible. And neither Drew Lock nor Teddy Bridgewater proved to be a viable long-term quarterback. You may be looking at a quarterback market in next year's draft that isn't what you expect or hope it to be, because some of these quarterbacks may say, I want to come back for one more year. I can make money as a college player. And it could simply not just be about not wanting to go to a specific team. It might be, hey, I really like being in college. I want to do this for another year.
Well, but something else to consider. If I stay an extra year in college, and there have been guys who have stayed, maybe Sam Bradford, does that sound right? He stayed a year too long. Was it Sam Bradford that stayed a year too long?
Not really.
Some guys have.
Yeah, not. He didn't stay a year
too long. Who did stay a year too long? Shouldn't have. USC quarterback, maybe?
Brett Hundley from UCLA, I think, stayed a year too
long. Okay.
Because his stock went down his last year.
Usually your stock goes up. So as long as you're getting paid, if you were projected to be a second or a third round pick, mm-hmm. right, and you know if you stay another year and you look at the quarterback class and it's a little weak, mm-hmm. in the following year you stay and then boom, you're in there and suddenly you're a first round pick.
I mean,
but you can say that about pretty much any position. Certainly the quarterback position is going to be more prevalent because teams tend to reach on quarterbacks anyway.
There are some who thought that Drew Lock decided to come back for his senior year at Mizzou because that 2018 class was so deep and the 2019 class didn't appear as deep. But that being said, it didn't really help him.
Right.
Because he still ended up going in the second round. So sometimes you roll the dice and it doesn't pay off. It's possible Drew Lock might have gone late in the first round of 2018 coming off that season when he set an SEC record for touchdown passes. Well, you could argue maybe he hurt his draft stock a little bit coming back to Mizzou.
You know what you do? Maybe you put it out there and say to all the guys who are and gals who are willing to give you money, say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I want to go into the NFL draft. But I'm willing to stay around and try and maybe contend for a national title if you really want to keep me here.
Get an extra couple of hundred thousand from Bubba's Chevrolet or whatever.
Right.
All of a sudden you start putting together these deals. You get a couple, 100,000 or 200,000 from a local car magnate, or you get another six figure check from somebody who runs a few golf courses around the state, and all of a sudden it starts adding up to where you get six to ten of these deals, and all of a sudden you're talking about big time checks. That's one reason why it's interesting to look at guys like Howell and Rattler, and they're signing with agencies to facilitate all this. And what's interesting, I told you they have the same representation. And Howell signed the deal with Bojangles, and Spencer Rattler signed a deal with Raising Cane's, which,
right.
of course, there are locations out here, but there are more of those.
Raising Cane's, by the way, is totally overrated.
Yeah,
I've been there one time. There's no reason to go back.
Yeah.
It's fried chicken.
They're all fried chicken.
It's not really that good. Do you like Raising Cane's?
I like Bojangles better.
I've never even been to Bojangles. It's a southern place.
Right.
Although I used to live in the south. I used to live in Atlanta, but I don't know if they had Bojangles there.
Bojangles has made it down there, but the thing that you notice is as you drive from Charlotte to Atlanta on Interstate 85, the Bojangles to Zaxby's rate inverts. So you see more Zaxby's in Atlanta,
right.
more Bojangles in Charlotte, and it gradually inverts as you go one way or the other.
Coming up after the break, if I told you this basketball team would play any other team, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard, would that team sound absolutely positively for a starting five? Would that be almost unbeatable today? Does that sound unbeatable to you, Mace?
Maybe.
Well, I got news for you. If you took the top five players outside of the United States and put them as a starting five, wait till you hear this team. Which team would be better if it was USA against the world? LeBron, Davis, Curry, Durant, Lillard. That sounds really good. Wait till you hear who the world can put together. That's next.
To the beach, y'all. Let's go.
All around. Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Also, don't forget to download our app, Mile High Sports. Take us on the go. You can listen to our show. You can listen to the podcasts that the station has, and we have lots of them. And, of course, everything is on demand. Or listen to us in your car with the app or 98.1 FM 107.5 HD3. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, May, so when you look at the top players out of the United States and you put together a team that is LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard, it would seem that lineup would be absolutely unbeatable. But I was thinking about it today with Antetokounmpo winning the finals MVP and with Jokic winning the regular season MVP. What would a world team look like in a game of 5-on-5? So the world team, and this is my own list of players from the world. Mm-hmm. You'd have Antetokounmpo and Jokic. Antetokounmpo, you and I talked about this in the break, will likely go down as the greatest international player of all time.
Yes.
At Jokic's trajectory, he would be second best. Yes, ahead of Dirk Nowitzki because of his all-around game. Then throw in Luka Doncic.
He could end up being the third best.
As your point guard. As your point guard. Not a great defensive player. But offensively, he's tremendous. Mm-hmm. You want some more defense and obviously some more offense? How about Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
And then I'm not so sure what you do at your fifth position in theory, because really you would have Embiid as your center, mm-hmm. Jokic as your power forward, but really as a distributor, he could be a stretch four all day. Antetokounmpo would be your three at 6'11". Mm-hmm. Doncic is your point guard, and I'd be more than happy to play either Jamal Murray, a healthy Jamal Murray, as your two, or Bogdanović. I'd be more than happy with either Murray or Bogdanović.
Yeah, and you know what? You've got Rudy Gobert coming off the bench.
No,
on your interior. No.
Only starting five.
Yes.
Because if you're going to go starting 10,
yeah.
The U.S. team would win. You can't go really 10, 12 deep with an international team against a U.S. team.
But you can go 6, 7 deep.
Well, we're only going starting five.
We're going starting five.
I'm
taking the world.
I don't know if I'm taking the world because I'm looking at defensive matchups. Antetokounmpo, you would put him on Kevin Durant. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say he's also a transcendent defensive player.
I'm with you. But then if you put him on Durant, who's on LeBron? You don't have someone.
I don't know if
there's... And if you want to put Antetokounmpo on LeBron, that's fine. Who's on Durant? That, to me, is where the hole is for the world team.
Yeah, and...
And Jokic... is a better defensive player, but the truth is he's a defensive liability for that world team. Because Anthony Davis is going to be your center. Kevin Durant is going to be your four.
And you can't have Ben Simmons on your world starting five, as great a defensive player as he is.
No.
He's an offensive void, even though on the defensive end, he's one of the three or four best players in the NBA. So again, this is where kind of like you'd be like, all right,
it's about matchups.
The starting five matchup is a problem here. I mean, you wish you could find a way to get Ben Simmons out there because of how he'd be on the defense.
But you're not. But let's not talk about it.
No, you're not.
You're not. Let's not talk about it. I don't want to. We don't need to blow hot air on Ben Simmons. He's not on the team. He'll never be on the team because he's a liability.
Not on the top five. He'd be on a 12-man roster.
With that, you're going to put Ben Simmons out there at the shooting guard position because Doncic is your point guard. Okay? Either way. Looking at matchups, your center is Anthony Davis. For the world team, your center is Embiid. Fair? Or are you going to put Jokic there? You really don't want Embiid to be your stretch four.
No.
No.
It's a matchup thing and it's a use thing.
It's a matchup thing. So
Jokic is going to be a problem if he's stretching outside for the U.S.
team. To try and cover Kevin Durant. Yeah. And that's the hole. Because you can put Antetokounmpo on LeBron. And then you have Curry and Lillard to cover. And Jamal Murray is a good defensive player, not great. He's going to be on Lillard. And then you're going to have Doncic on Steph Curry. I'm not so sure about that. Offensively, this team can score. And with Embiid, they're terrific inside. Mm-hmm. But then again, the U.S. team is terrific inside with Anthony Davis.
Now, Doncic is improving as a defender. He has best defensive rating this past year.
Okay.
So he's going in the right direction.
And Steph Curry and Dame Lillard aren't great defensive players.
And the other thing you're also talking about the physical matchup. Doncic is 6'7".
Seven.
He has the range and length to cause problems. And that's why even though it's not perfect, I'm actually going to take the world in this matchup.
Yeah, I'd go with the U.S. team, and I'm dying to take the world team. My concern is Jokic defensively, believe it or not.
The league MVP. Think about that.
Because he can't cover Durant, and he can't cover LeBron. And one of those guys, you could say they're going to go off, but you could have Curry going off. I mean, the truth is, who has the better backcourt? Curry, Dame Lillard, who, by the way, could be playing with each other for Golden State, or would you rather have Doncic, Murray, or Doncic, Bogdanovic? Yeah. Your better backcourt is going to be the U.S. team. As far as who would you rather have, honestly, who would you rather have, Anthony Davis or Embiid? I'd rather have Anthony Davis.
I'd rather have Anthony Davis.
Right. So now we're kind
of... But you can argue I've got the two... I've got with... And Antetokounmpo and Jokic and Doncic, I'd argue that I'm starting right now with three of the four best players on the planet at this moment.
I'd still take LeBron over all of them.
Well, that's the other one. The fourth one is LeBron. That's the guy I didn't... That's the one I didn't mention when I said three out of four. The fourth is LeBron.
I take Durant over Doncic. I take Steph Curry over Doncic. Over Steph Curry? Really? I mean, you have two guys who can shoot from half court and make it. The U.S. team has the better backcourt. They have the better center.
But you also have
Antetokounmpo is the better three or four, arguably.
You could argue though that with Curry, we've seen his best. We haven't seen Doncic's best yet, and maybe the argument is maybe what I'm saying is a year from now, another year for Doncic.
I'm talking about they play today.
I'm still taking the world. I'm taking the guys on the rise. The other thing interesting with Jokic, in particular, on the real plus minus that ESPN uses to evaluate players on the defensive end, he actually was 1.7 points below average. So there are is he a great defender? No. Is he better than he has been? Can he hold his own? Better chance of that than there ever has been.
Guarding centers, not LeBron James or Kevin Durant.
He's in better...
He would sink like a brick.
He's in better condition to try and do that now than he ever has been.
There is no way in hell he could cover LeBron James one-on-one.
And who, you know...
He could not cover Kevin Durant one-on-one. His metric that you just mentioned is against other centers, not against those two. It would be embarrassing because he would have to play the four because Embiid cannot. No, that's where the hole in your lineup is, not to mention, as far as the backcourt goes, Jamal Murray, I love Jamal Murray. Bogdanovich, I mean, he's not as good as Steph Curry or Lillard. Not even close, actually. And really, Jamal Murray is not close to Steph Curry or Dame Lillard. The backcourt is beyond lopsided, even though you have Doncic. I get it, but there's a big drop-off with Murray or Bogdanovich when you have Curry and Lillard. Because you can make the case, if I had to start a team today, who would I rather have, Doncic or Steph Curry? I'm still taking Steph Curry. Still, I'm taking Steph Curry.
Even though you're going to get less out of Curry long-term than you will out of Doncic.
I'm talking about today. Next season, I'm taking Curry. He's the best outside shooter in the history of basketball. Doncic can drive the lane. I get what
Doncic has more to his game than Curry does.
In that particular game, you don't need that because you're getting that from LeBron and Durant.
But you still have three of the four most talented players in the game in this particular matchup on one side, which is why I'm going with the world.
To me, it's about matchups, and the matchups don't add up for the world team. Antetokounmpo, you can slap on Durant or LeBron. I'm with you on that. But then who guards the other one? And the answer
is, every lineup has a weak spot, I don't know.
The answer is you could make the case that Steph Curry could have won the MVP award this year. You could have made that case. For a guy who's 33 years old. Well, he did average 32 points a game.
He did. He averaged 32 points because he had to. Lack of options.
Okay.
On the Warriors last year.
Right. But he still averaged 32 points a game at 33 with 6 rebounds and 6 assists a game. He still did it.
And you have two guys over on the world team, one who've been MVPs over the last 3 years, and one was just the finals MVP and dominated in the finals in a way that we haven't seen, arguably, in a generation.
What do we have coming up on Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it?
Rockies got the win today at home, but they are about to embark on a very long road trip. We'll preview that. Also, we'll talk about CBS Sports rankings of the top 10 quarterback head coaching duos. That's coming up next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
With Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed. At Mays Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? presented by Sasquatch Casino in Black Hawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. Find out how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Call 720-242-6404 or go to masterpieceroofing.com today.
Just in case you missed it, the Rockies had a day game this afternoon versus the Seattle Mariners, and Austin Gomber was back from the injured list, pitched a win for the Rockies 6-3, and now Colorado heads out onto the road for a 10-game California road trip. They'll face the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Padres. Of these next 10 games on the West Coast, you expect the Rockies to win 3+?
No. Still too shaky on the road, and even though they did get 2 out of 3 from the Padres just before the All-Star break, struggled against the Dodgers last weekend, losing 2 out of 3, needing that extra innings on Sunday in order to get a win. I think best case scenario is they win 3 out of 10 on this trip.
I think there's a chance that Rockies fans who were at the stadium today might have seen Trevor Story in a Rockies uniform for the last time.
Yeah.
10-game road trip. Today's the 21st.
The deadline.
10-game road trip.
The deadline comes while they're on the road.
That's right.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, thank you. I came up with that myself.
I'm sure you did. You're very creative that way.
Nah, I don't want that.
Just in case you missed it, CBS Sports has ranked the top 10 quarterback and head coaching duos in the NFL. And in reverse order, we'll start with 10. Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan, Baker Mayfield, Kevin Stefanski, Big Ben and Tomlin, Tannehill and Vrabel, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, Lamar and Harbaugh, 4, Wilson and Carroll, 3, Rodgers, LaFleur, 2, Mahomes and Reed, and number 1, Brady and Arians. Do you guys think there is a specific quarterback that stands out as being boosted significantly by his coach, and vice versa? Is there a coach that is being significantly boosted by his quarterback?
Great question.
Pete Carroll was significantly boosted by Russell Wilson.
Okay.
That's one. I believe Mike Vrabel significantly boosts Ryan Tannehill.
Okay. Well, there's some talent there, too.
There's talent, yes, but it has been consistently harnessed under Vrabel's watch.
Yeah.
The interesting one there to me is the Browns with Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Mayfield, look, he's got talent. He's number 1 overall pick.
Yep.
But was scattershot in 2019 and then on point with Stefanski effectively running the Gary Kubiak offense in Cleveland in 2020. I think it's a perfect marriage of player and system. But I also think that Mayfield's best chance to be an elite quarterback in this league is running that particular scheme.
All right, Danny, read that from the top again. We're going to play a quick game. And the only answer you can give, Mace, yes or no.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's at the top?
Number 10, Jimmy G.
No, oh, at the top.
The other way?
Yeah, top.
Tom Brady, Bruce Arians.
Brady going into the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Arians? No.
Maybe. Next. If they win it on the Super Bowl, maybe.
No, he's not. Next.
They win it on the Super
Patrick
Bowl,
Mahomes, Andy Reid.
Okay, both going
yes,
in.
Yeah, yes, and
both
yes.
Going into the Hall of Fame. Next.
Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur.
Yes and no, right?
Interesting. What's number 4?
Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll.
Is one going into the Hall of Fame?
Russ is, yes.
And is the other one? No.
Not right now.
No. What's the next one?
Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh has a better chance than Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
But if Lamar Jackson guides the Ravens to a Super Bowl when they're together,
right,
then they could both be on that trajectory.
Then you have Allen and McDermott, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay,
Josh
one
Allen,
has
Sean
the
McDermott.
Trajectory to go to the Hall of Fame, the other one does not.
Which one doesn't?
The one that does is Josh Allen.
McDermott has done as much in his career as a coach as Allen has done as a quarterback.
I understand.
This is too,
and they could be tied together.
Early to call.
They could be tied together.
Could.
But at the end of the day, you have far more Hall of Fame quarterbacks booing the coach.
Boosting the coach.
Bringing him up.
Yes.
Is that it? Or we want to do one more?
Oh, we can keep going. Ryan.
Let's
oh, you
just
want
go
me,
to
you want me to keep going with just in case you missed it or with the list?
Just in case you missed it.
Yeah.
Okay, my last one. Giannis ordered 50 chicken minis from Chick-fil-A to celebrate his 50-point game six performance and a finals win. How would you celebrate if you just won a championship and were a world-class athlete?
Buying 50 of something? Do we need to buy 50 of something?
Or just anything? Like, are you
just what would be your celebration of choice for a championship?
Are you going out for the greatest dinner of your life?
Sure.
Are you going on vacation?
Oh, what would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're going to splurge on yourself.
Yeah, I don't do that, though. I'm the wrong audience for that.
I think you would do something. You love golf, right? I think you would splurge, like going to play Pebble Beach or something like that.
Maybe.
That's your splurge.
I don't spend money on myself at all.
But if you won something big, you had a lot of money coming in.
I told you, I just bought a pair of prescription sunglasses, and that's a big deal to me. Like, that's splurging. Yeah. I should tell you how interesting I am when it comes to splurging. Okay, we got to run. With that was Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it. I've had a lot of hail lately. So if you have a lot of hail on your roof and it's been damaged, go with Masterpiece Roofing, recently voted Denver's best roofing company. Call for a free roof inspection today. See how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Go to MasterpieceRoofing.com. Alex, Danny, great job. May same with you. I will try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible night you can. Got nothing in my pocket.